8:15.
Westklokstijd is precies 7:45 op elke Westkloksuurwerk.
Taxi! Taxi! Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi, dear. Chuck's the name. Chuck Edwards. I suppose this I am just naturally corny. I mean, I likes the old kind of clothes, the old kind of music. You know, Al Jolson, Fats Waller. And when Judy Garland used to sing. Boy, that was for me. Yep. Just a natural-born sucker for whatever it is those guys had and the guys today ain't got. I mean, what is the music today? Now, look, I ain't knocking it because the kids like it. And I suppose for them it's okay. But for me, it don't do a thing. Me and Red was propping up the bar in the local winery the other evening just after work, and we was talking about just that.
Yeah, they just don't come like that no more. Hey, Chuck, remember the Marx Brothers?
Yeah, boy, what a team. Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah, and those limey guys, Flanagan and Allen.
Bing Crosby and Bob Hope.
Schnozzle Durante.
Louis Armstrong.
Ethel Rosenbaum.
Yeah. Who was Ethel Rosenbaum?
She was in the same class with me at school.
So what's she got to do with all the other guys we was talking about, huh?
Nothing. Except I just remembered her. She had a voice just like Louis Armstrong.
You must be kidding.
No, I knew her for 2 years before I realized she was a girl.
Ah, well, anyway, they don't come like that these days.
They sure don't. Good old devil.
Ethel Schmettel. Come on, have another beer.
Thanks.
Hey, 2 beers, please.
And could she sing? Boy, oh boy, could she sing or could she sing?
Ah, good, huh?
No, she was terrible. But that didn't stop Ethel. Every chance she got, she used to sing. All over the place, all the time. She had music in her soul even in them days. Yeah, just look where she is today.
Yeah? So where is she today?
She works in the laundry over on the east side. Married with 12 kids. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Hey, I just remembered.
What?
It's my turn to have to do the shopping. I better get down to the shops before they close us. I better get going, huh?
Okay, Red. Me, I think I'll have one more and then I'll blow. I'll see you back at the apartment.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'll go easy on the spending. Don't go buying nothing ridiculous.
Oh, me? Oh, please, Chuck, you think I was born yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'll see you later.
Well, the Amblin ape moses along to the stores before they closes. Me, I gets involved with some guy who's got a theory that the earth ain't round, nor flat neither. Now, this geezer thinks it is square. Yeah, science fiction ain't got nothing on this bird. In the meantime, of course, Red has hit the grocers.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no?
Oh, you again. The last time you came shopping, I took 3 days to get sorted out and 2 assistants gave notice.
Oh, you must be confusing me with somebody else, you know.
Look, it's late. Don't you want to come back tomorrow? I'm off tomorrow.
No.
Okay, tell me the worst.
Sugar.
Yes, yeah, sweetheart?
No, that's what I want, sugar.
Well, at least you can't go much wrong with sugar. How much do you want?
Now you're starting to confuse me. Just give me sugar.
How much?
Oh, a couple of pints.
It's in pounds. How many pounds?
Gee, decisions, decisions. I should have let Chuck do this.
2 pounds, 5 pounds, 10 pounds?
Five. And tea.
How much?
Well, we both drinks tea, but Chuck don't take sugar, so I'll need more tea. Make it 10 pounds.
10 pounds of tea?
Yeah, and toothpaste. There's one that not only cleans your teeth, it also retreads your gums.
I think you got your commercials mixed.
Hey, talking about that, hurry up, will you? I don't want to miss my favorite TV show.
What's that?
Well, every woman should know. Gee, that sure is true to life. You watch it?
No.
Well, there's this dame, see, and she's in love with Clive. But Clive is in love with Alice, who's suffering from an incurable disease. There's only one doctor can save her, and this doctor is Clive's brother, but they don't know it. And his wife falls for this guy who comes selling real estate to the first dame.
Pretty involved, eh?
Yeah, and that's only the first episode.
So what else do you want?
Better give me some cornflakes. My feet are killing me lately.
Oh, you mean corn plasters?
Oh, okay. Hey, what's this?
Well, that's the questionnaire you have to answer to get the tickets for a new TV quiz.
You mean make a million?
Yeah, doing a big promotion. You answer those three questions. If you get some right, you get tickets to the show. Lullaby bath soap.
Can I take one?
Take as many as you like. Now, what else do you want?
Hey, listen to this. Lullaby bath soap, so mild to the skin, it soothes you to sleep in your bath. Are they trying to do, drown everyone?
Why, it's just a slogan. You see at the bottom of the form there, you got to write another slogan as part of the competition.
With the one they're using, I ain't surprised. Well, I think that's it.
Okay, I'll send it, huh?
Yeah, you know the address. Well, I gotta hurry, otherwise I'll miss what every woman should know.
I gets back to the apartment about half an hour later. There is Kowalski with his nose about 2 inches from the TV set. I know it is no use talking to the big lug while the show is on, so I waits. At last it's over, and then he switches off.
Gee, that sure is sad, huh?
What?
Well, this guy that was selling the real estate turns out to be the dame's father, who spent 20 years in jail for a crime he did not commit. And she don't know it. And it is her 17th birthday when he comes round.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Now, he's been in jail for 20 years, and he has a daughter of 17?
Yeah. Why not?
Oh, boy. The miracle of TV.
Hey, talking about TV, I'm going to get us tickets for the new quiz show. You know, Make a Million?
How so?
Well, I just got to answer these three easy questions and make up a slogan for Lullaby Bath Soap.
You answer questions. Ha ha, that's a laugh. You have to think twice when somebody asks you what your name is.
I do not.
Okay, then what's your name?
Red.
Okay, and your other name?
Red. wait a minute. I got it on the tip of my tongue.
See what I mean?
You're just trying to put me off.
So what chance will you have answering those questions?
Three simple questions. That's what it says.
Okay, so what are they?
Well, first, who was married to Clark Gable?
You know that?
Sure. Mrs. Gable.
Oh, no.
Second question, what do you call a cross between a horse and a donkey?
Okay, tell me.
Well, that could be one of two things, a dorse or a honky.
Oh, boy. Red, a cross between a horse and a donkey is a mule, stupid.
Everybody's entitled to his own opinion.
That is no opinion. That's a fact.
The third question is, what line goes round the world at its widest point?
You know the answer to that?
Sure. You pick any airline, they all goes around the world.
No, imaginary line.
So you make up an airline, simple. Oh, and then there's the slogan, for Lullaby Soap. That I gotta think about.
I'll give you a room.
That's a cinch. How about, don't get yourself waked up into a lather, just use Lullaby Soap, rather.
That's a winner if I ever heard one.
You ain't heard nothing yet. Just how about, here's the soap to make you sing Lullaby Ring-a-ding-ding.
I think I'll have a beer.
Wait a minute. I got it. How about this?
No, thanks, Red. Those two was enough.
When you wants to take a shower, Lullaby has shower power.
Hey, that ain't bad. Shower power.
Yeah, I'm going to post it tonight. I can too remember.
Remember what?
My name, Red Kowalski. That's my name. See?
You know, guys and dolls, it gives you a feeling of awe to see a great brain at work, don't it? Well, the next day, he posts off the entry form, and I am down on the rank when Myrtle gets through to me on the blower.
Calling Cap 18, calling Cap 18, coming, Chuck.
Hi there, honey, go ahead. Hey, what's the matter? Oh, come on now, Myrtle, it ain't that bad.
Yes, it is.
Okay, honey, what's wrong? Now, look, Myrtle, honey, stop crying. Come on now, stop crying. Okay, now, what's wrong?
It's a new dame in the office here.
Yeah, what's she been doing?
It ain't what she's been doing, it's what she's been saying.
Yeah, like what?
Like, why ain't I got an engagement ring if we've been walking out for 15 years?
Listen, honey, now, hang on. Now, look, you just tell her what I keep telling you. I am waiting till I can buy one that is worthy of you.
Yeah, I did. Boy, did she laugh.
Oh, she did, huh?
Yes, she did. And if I ever believed that story, Chuck Edwards, I don't believe it no longer. I have made up my mind.
About what?
About the ring. If you don't give me an engagement ring this week, then you and me is true. 1, 2, 3, red light finished.
Now, listen, Myrtle, honey, a decent ring can cost about $300.
I don't care what it costs. I has waited long enough. 15 years walking out with the same guy.
Oh, boy.
Huh. When I told this new dame that, she said, what happened? You take the wrong tying in? Well, I ain't putting up with insults like that just because you is too mean to spend a few bucks.
300 is a few?
You has had long enough to save up. 15 years, in fact. I give you till Saturday night to come up with a ring. Otherwise, count me out. Go steady with red.
Hey, now listen, Michael. Hey, Michael! Ah, she switched off. Now what am I going to do?
I'll tell you what you ain't going to do.
Yeah, what's that?
Go steady with me. You're too short for me.
You ever hear anything like that? I asked you with tears in my eyes. Till Saturday, I got to buy a $300 ring. Of course, my buddy Kowalski is one big help.
Don't let her hold the pistol to you. You have plenty more fish in, you never know what's round a pistol to your head.
Thanks for that bit of advice, pal. Red, I don't know what I'd do without you.
Anytime.
Oh, boy. How do I get $300 before Saturday?
Oh, well, we could always sell the furniture again.
Hey, ain't you got no dough?
I spent it. Even the dough I was saving so I could go with you and Myrtle on our honeymoon I spent.
Flat busted, huh?
$3.45.
Gee.
You could borrow the 45 cents if it'd help.
Maybe I could make a big killing on the ponies.
That's a good idea. But you never win.
Sometimes I does.
In all the years I've known you, the biggest win you have had horse racing was when you broke even one time.
Is that so?
That is so. You spent $15 celebrating.
Maybe I could get an advance on my pay.
Maybe you couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On second thoughts, I will borrow that 45 cents.
Sure, what for?
It'll buy us a beer each, come on. Ah, the beer didn't help. Red bought us two more, and they didn't help neither. You see, Whitel is a great dame, and I don't want to lose her. But on the other hand, I don't want to marry her, not just yet a whiles. And my instincts tells me that this time she is for real. She has made up her mind that she wants a ring. A real, live, heavens to Betsy diamond ring. I mean, I would buy a cheap one, but where do you get cheap diamonds? Well, that night we gets to the apartment, and I is feeling pretty low.
Hey, Chuck, your worries are over.
They are? How come?
I will personally lend you the money to buy that engagement ring.
You will?
Yeah.
How?
It just came in the mail.
What did?
4 tickets to the Make a Million show.
Yeah. Well, for Pete's sake, that don't help us none.
Yeah, it does. All we got to do is take Myrtle. That's 3 of us. Then one of us will have our lucky number called. And one of us will go up on the stage and answer all the questions and win a lot of dough.
How do you know? How do you know it's going to be called?
It will be.
You can't be sure.
I'm sure.
How come?
Our number will be called. Otherwise, what's the use of going?
Oh, boy. How's about that, huh? That's the way my buddy's brain works. And I use the word brain very loosely. What I don't get is how they sent him tickets in the first place. I mean, he gave all the wrong answers. I decides that the answer the questions bit was just a come on. Nah, they pulled the first couple of 100 entry forms, and he just happened to be one. Well, Myrtle is at least talking to me till Saturday. Although, a little bit icy. Red is excited. In spades, he is excited. In spades doubled and redoubled, he is excited.
Gee, old boy, say gee.
Now, look, will you calm down? Oh. You got 2 whole nights to go.
Yeah, all I gotta do is have the answers ready.
You don't know the questions yet.
So I gotta have all the answers ready.
Why don't you go to bed?
Bed? Hey, you crazy. I'm gonna remember all the facts I can. Say, you ever heard the show?
Yeah, of course I heard it. You get all the answers right and you wins $1,000,000.
Imagine, $1,000,000. Why, that's, you divide by four, add it to the number you first heard of, knock off the last two, last time two, take away the number you... $1,000,000 is $10,000.
Hey, that's right, it is. How in Pete's name did you work that out?
Well, you think I'm stupid?
Now, listen, Red, you got to choose a subject. If you by any chance gets called up, what subject are you going to choose?
I don't know. I'll have to think about that. What are you going to choose?
They won't pick my lucky number.
They might. Suppose they do.
Well, I'll answer questions on the old-time music. That I knows a bit about.
You mean like jazz? Yeah.
What do you think I mean? Minuets?
Well, me, I think I'll take geography.
Geography? You know anything about geography?
No, but I can look it up before I goes.
Oh, boy, you has got a lot to learn. You has got to learn the geography of the whole world.
So? I got 2 days.
So he takes the next 2 days off work. Yeah, how about that? I kid you not. The next 2 days he takes off work. And he sits up all the time with an atlas and a book on geography all night and the next day and the next night. I keep trying to tell him they won't even call his number. But you can't talk sense to that, Polak. The show is on a Friday night, and Friday he takes off, too. Yeah, he's been taking some sort of stuff to keep him awake. And he is, like, kind of high when the three of us show up for the TV show.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Ain't this exciting, exciting, exciting? Yeah, 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 ain't it? Hey, Michael, Chuck, exciting. Why don't you answer me? Why don't you answer me?
Because you has been talking nonstop for the last 3 hours.
Yeah, why don't you shut up?
Shut up, shut up, shut up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go on, ask me a question. Any question, go on, ask me. Geography, ask me. Yeah, the answer is Washington, Washington, Washington.
I ain't asked you nothing yet.
Why wait till the last minute? Can I help it if you're slow, slow, slow? Slee, slow, slee.
Shut up. Everybody's looking around. For Pete's sake, what have you been taking to keep you awake?
Harmless. No harm. Don't do no harm. No harm.
No harm, huh?
No, all they got to do is pull my number. How's that for a lucky number? 222. 222. Yeah. 222. They're going to pull my number. 222. Lucky ticket. Oh, but a lucky old ticket. Ain't got nothing to do but get pulled for Kowalski tonight.
If you don't button your lip, I'm going to move to another seat.
You can't. You can't. That's your lucky seat number.
Folks here in the studio and all you lucky people out there in TV land. This is your host and quizmaster, Clint Groove, presenting the Lullaby Soap Show, Make a Million! And first, the four lucky ticket holders who will have a chance to try for the biggest prize on TV, your chance to make a million. $10,000 in crisp, crackly new greenbacks. Now, bring me the barrel and I'll pick the numbers. Here we go. And the first number out of the lullaby barrel is number 42. Number 42. And it's a lady down there on my right. Come right this way, madam.
Hey, how about 222?
Shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
Now for the next lucky number. 102, number 102. And it's a gentleman this time. Come up, sir. A gentleman in the front row.
What's the matter with the guy? Why don't he pull my number? What do you think I come here for, to waste my time watching other jokes?
Shut up!
Yeah, shut up.
Lucky number coming up. The third lucky number. This time it's number 85. 85. Who has ticket number 85? Ah, another gentleman. Come along, sir. And now for the fourth and final lucky number.
Here I am. It's me.
Shut up.
Number 222. 222.
Out of my way. This is my date with destiny.
A gentleman again. Come right this way, sir.
Don't worry, Chuck. It's all over by the shouting.
Guys and dolls, can you believe that? They did pull his ticket. Yeah. Well, he gets on the stage with the other guys and dolls, and I can see that the stuff he was taking to keep him awake is starting to wear off. Yeah, he is getting very sleepy. The other three goes first, and each of them manages to answer the first three questions okay. But it is the fourth one that does it every time. Anyways, comes time for Kowalski's turn.
Thanks very much, folks. And now for our fourth and final contestant in tonight's Big Money Show. And so far, nobody has won that $10,000. Step forward, please, Mr. Kowalski. Well, she's like Mr. Kowalski, got a little tired of waiting there.
Wake him up, Joe.
Yeah, well, we have a rule. If the contestant doesn't come forward to answer the first question within 30 seconds, he or she is disqualified. That's the rule on the Make a Million Show. Now, come along, Mr. Kowalski.
Wake him up, Joe.
What's the matter? Chuck? Where are you, Chuck?
Over here, Mr. Kowalski. Ah, that's the way. Now, your category? Mr. Kowalski.
Yeah. Where am I?
You're on the Lullaby Bath Soap Show.
Lullaby?
No. Don't go to sleep again. Now, what is your category?
I remember. Gee, I'm tired. I'm on the show. Yeah, geography.
Geography? Geography. Right. Your first question. You understand, don't you, that the first three questions are all qualifying questions? Then comes the final big money question for $10,000?
Yeah. What's the first question? Don't worry, Michael. You'll get the ring.
Oh, is Myrtle your fiancée?
No, she's my buddy's fiancée.
I see. Well, your first question. What is the mountain range on the west coast of America? I'll give you a little clue on this one. They're not Rollies.
Rockies.
That's right! Question number two. What country lies to the west of England? No help from the audience, please, folks. A little clue. It isn't sharks.
Whales?
Whales is right! And now your final question before you go for the big money on the Lullaby Soap Show. No clues this time. What nationality was Napoleon? Can you answer that?
Answer that? Of course I can.
Of course he can! That's right! And now a message from our sponsors before we go on to the big money question.
Oh, boy, I want to tell you by this time, me and Myrtle was sitting in each other's laps. We are sitting in the back row, so we slips out while the commercial is on to have a smoke. Ah, I can't stand this.
Me neither. The suspense is killing me.
It don't stand a chance on the last question. Them wake-up pills has worn off, and the big dope can hardly keep his eyes open. He's forgotten everything he might have learned.
I can't stand to watch him. Let's go back inside.
Hey, I thought you said...
Well, I can't stand not to watch him neither. Come on. Will you look at that? The big lug's fast asleep again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Look, they're trying to wake him up.
And now for the fourth and final question, Mr. Kowalski. Mr. Kowalski.
Wake him up, Joe.
No, I don't want to.
Hey, he's out like a light. He won't wake up.
He's got to wake up. Red, wake up, you big lug.
Come on now, Mr. Kowalski. Standing rules, 30 seconds. You have 15 left. Wake up. 10 seconds.
Wake up, Red.
We must abide by the rules of the contest. 5 seconds.
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah, I told you. He's out for the count.
And I'm afraid the time is up. Mr. Kowalski is disqualified for not being able to answer the question on time due to his, well, being asleep. Well, Well, folks, that leaves me time only to announce the winning slogan in our slogan competition. And here is the winning slogan. Lullaby has shower power.
Hey, that sounds familiar.
And the winning slogan was written by, I don't believe it. The winning slogan was written by Mr. Red Kowalski.
Yeah, guys and dolls, how about that, huh? Red falls asleep and misses his chance at $10,000, and then he goes and wins the slogan competition. It could only happen to Kowalski. There wasn't no hold of him when he woke up the next day and I told him what had happened. Oh, yeah, and the prize. Well, this was the real payoff. The prize in the slogan competition was a diamond ring worth $500. Yeah. So Michael gets her engagement ring after all. Hey, the first day she wears it to the office, this dame with the big mouth don't notice it. So Michael says,
"My, sure is hot in here. I think I'll take off my ring."
That's all for tonight, guys and dolls. Look after yourselves. Hey, if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Gooden. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders. Right now.